Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to a day for Milton, Inner Sight, Monday Night Mad or Glad. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
And May 19th, the big day. Now we can truly say that it's next month.
Right.
Next month, the day for Milton, May 19th, at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, Long Island, 14 Station Road. And we're going to have a great, great celebration for a very, very well-deserved animal. Milton,
oh, yeah.
The great guide dog soldier who died in the service
right.
of being a guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, and this is Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call in and talk about it. And one of the things that I realized today,
mm-hmm.
and if you watch the show Wednesday night at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, it's channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, unless you're in Manhattan, a few channels you can get it on. But if you watch the show, Michelle mentioned in one show, I believe it was when we did the, when I did my one-on-one with her, how she resigned a release that she wouldn't abuse the dog, and that if she ever abused the dog, that they had the right to take it away.
Oh,
now, isn't that ironic that you know, they told her you got to send the dog back to the school for training.
You see that?
Now, keep in mind, she signed a release about abuse, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the school is the one who abused
yeah.
the dog and who killed the dog.
That's right.
Now, where's the other side of that? Where's the protection? And we're going to do a show on this Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
People applying for guide dogs should be protected.
That's true.
From the school.
There you go.
I mean, Milton's a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. And the school should be protected, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. So here you have this situation where Michelle and many other people, everybody, signs that release that goes to certain schools. I don't know if they all have it, but they probably do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a one-sided deal. What do you do when the school abuses the dog
mm-hmm.
and kills
exactly.
the dog?
That's right.
Where is your help for that? Who helps you when that happens? And they didn't even allow her to go to court to explain to the judge about her loss.
Right.
So what kind of a horrible thing is this to deal with in America? To deal with, this is the kind of thing you would expect from a dictatorship country.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
To do this to a blind person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my mad for tonight, and we're going to do everything we can to turn that into a glad. That's why we're having the day for Milton.
That's right.
To be glad
mm-hmm.
about Milton and how he was there for her and he served and all that. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. is the email. If you want to check it out, go to the website.
Yeah.
And we thank Joanne for all of her help all the years.
Mm-hmm.
Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. We're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Tom and Michelle, the owners. Michelle, of course, the owner of Milton. And if you go over there, you'll undoubtedly see a lot of signs of Milton.
That's
where
right.
he spent many, many days. All right. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Great food, and give them a call, and they deliver, too. You ask them about that. All right, Inner Sight, Around the World, Mad or Glad, Monday. You want to stay in shape and have some fun, call Devin Fernandez, the Third Eye, Insight. 631-445-3464, and learn how to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Nobody stopped on Long Island. That's my buddy Gary.
Oh,
dog
yeah.
food, cat food, medical when he's able to do it. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. I want to thank Silo for all their help.
That's
and
true.
For posting the Day for Milton on their website and the shows that we do.
Exactly.
Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And my good friend over there, Jose Delgado, and I want to thank Jill for being very diligent in promoting the Day for Milton and for extending an invitation for Brianna over there to maybe get her husband to introduce us to the canine cops.
Oh, that's great.
Promote the day that way. So we're gonna follow up on that. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, our Inner Sight number. You can call anytime, day or night, leave a message,
mm-hmm.
and we'll return your call, leave your number. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, one of our supporters, 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. The Islip Queen is another supporter of Inner Sight. And all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, part of the Day for Milton. And we thank them for that. And all who believe in freedom and justice and safety and that people should be protected for the Day for Milton.
That's right.
All right. You want to call in 213-816-1650. You want to talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Feel free to dial up. Anybody on the line?
No, not when I first looked.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So this is Mad or Glad Monday, and in listening to the news, it's got to really make you, well, it's not surprising to a guy like me, but to most people it is. People losing their jobs left and right.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Crazy. McDonald's fired a lot of the corporate people. Amazon fired a lot of people. They said a lot of the technology people are being let go.
That's nothing new. All the time technology is taken away. It's crazy.
Yeah. It makes you feel... that the guy who's running this country is not doing a good job.
That's true.
I mean, when people have to struggle like that, you know, and lose their job and fall back to not the kind of money that they're used to. Many of people struggle even though they have a job or two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's
even worse.
I think it's one of the worst things when a person goes to work, you know, unless they drink it away or gamble it away, that's an exception.
Story,
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they go to work and they never have any money. That's horrible. That shouldn't be.
It
shows you that something's out of balance.
Oh, yeah.
If you got to spend all your money paying rent or buying food.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a healthy thing in a country.
No, it isn't.
And you would think that the President of the United States would do something about it.
Oh, yeah. You would certainly think.
Yeah, but one of the things that that happened here is you got the President of the United States is a very wealthy man, so he doesn't have those problems.
Nope.
You know, I was in the chat room earlier today, and some of the people were talking about how they have to take certain medicines, you know, and that the Medicaid doesn't pay for those medicines.
Isn't that ridiculous? It's the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
That they're they have to pay for it out of their pocket, you know.
Mhm.
And that you have no choice.
Right.
In what you're taking. It's not like you can go to a doctor and he examines you and he believes you have some kind of a condition. And you say to him, look, I don't want to take this. I've heard about this stuff. The side effects are horrible. People have died from it. I don't want to take this. You know, look on the internet and find out who has helped this condition through natural ways, organic. Doctor's not going to do that.
No,
his first priority is his damn ass license, not you.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
No.
You got to take the poison.
Sure. Yep.
I mean, maybe some people take it and they do good, but most people don't.
I know.
Tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be a genius to figure that out.
Nope.
There should be a choice.
Yes,
a person
be.
Has a choice if they want to become a transgender.
Mm-hmm.
The government pays for that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Well, where's the choice if you want to take organic stuff and be healthy and not have to worry about how you're going to get it?
I don't think there's a choice.
They only sell you the poison.
That's right.
It's just proving what many of us believe, that doctors want you to be sick.
Yes, so they make money.
You see what happens here? They give you the drugs with the side effects. Now, they know about the side effects. They get visits from the damn drug companies.
That's
right. You know, they bribe them. Does your wife need a new car? You know, whatever it is.
That's true.
You know, We want to recommend this drug. It's brand new. We gotta test it out. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor knows, he or she knows, that you're going to have side effects from this drug. Then they're going to give you another drug. You see.
Yeah.
If they didn't want you to be if they didn't want you to be sick, they wouldn't allow you to take that stuff. They would at least look and research and find out if there's something better that's not going to give you the side effects or the minimum amount of side effects.
Right.
But they don't do that.
No, they don't.
Because they can't make any money with that.
That's the truth.
They can only make money with the side effect drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you got to keep coming back to them. And there's the insurance, and then you got to pay for part of that and the whole horrible system.
That's right.
So there's the answer. What the doctor should do is rebel against the whole damn thing and say, hey, I'm not doing this no more.
Yeah, I'm tired of this. That's what they
If 5 million doctors in this country, to ballpark figure, rebelled against this whole damn system, the government couldn't do nothing about it.
That's right.
But they got to all do it together.
That's right.
You know, not to say that they're not going to give people the regular stuff anymore, but to say that they're going to give people a choice.
That's right.
There it is. That would be a glad for this country.
Yes, it would be.
Oh, we're going to find out who in Europe help people, and that they've been giving these herbs for 200 years, and it helped a lot of people. And there's what about that research? They completely disregard it.
That's right.
Because they're a bunch of greedy ass morons. And they don't really care about people. And some of them even get they defend themselves when you bring this up to them. I've heard cases stories like that.
Oh yeah, that's
very
true.
Defensive.
Mhm.
So that's a definite mad
mm-hmm.
in this country, that we're not protected, and that the government won't pay. My brother is going to a doctor now who's a Chinese healer of Eastern medicine. Every time he goes, he has to pay.
That's right.
Government won't pay for that. He's a veteran. They won't pay for that.
No, they won't.
And he's helping them. You know, you go to the regular doctor, they're going to give you pills, water pills. Water pills are one of the worst things in the world for you.
And I'm taking them. Oh, God.
Well, you're an idiot taking them.
I'm not. I'm not trying to be an idiot, trust me. Not at all.
Anybody who takes that stuff and doesn't look into other things, do other things, is not very smart.
Well, whatever.
You got to change your, you know, a lot of people in this country have to change their lifestyle. Nobody's going to live forever no matter what you take, but you got to change your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
definitely.
Thing. Stay in the same damn rut and taking this crap every day.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. You want to call in 213-816-1650. Talk about what you're mad about or glad about.
I'm mad about something that the doctors don't
you
give us
go?
Anything. No, it's okay.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, I do want to talk about it a second. I didn't hear you.
I'm certainly glad that
mm-hmm.
every day I go out with my guide dog, you know, and she has this beautiful flyer about Milton. At least
two
or three people take pictures
Look
of that,
that
flyer,
mm-hmm.
and they tell me they're going to put it up. Now, I have no control over that, but I have to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they take pictures if they're not going to put it up?
That's right.
I want to thank my buddy John in town here, who his daughter is going to put up the day for Milton. I want to thank my cab driver friend, Pasquale, Patrick. He's a big lover of my guide dog, and he's going to put it up.
Oh, yeah.
So every day I try to get, and the guy in the coffee, my buddy Ryan in the coffee bean, and now they're gonna try to get the other coffee bean to promote it, too.
Oh, even better.
They're going to send it around.
Definitely.
How do you
that's
like
great.
This?
That's awesome.
He had his dog in there today,
this
guy Ryan, and Charabelle and her made friends.
Oh, that's cute.
So he's going to send it around to some of the other places. You know, people are beginning to
realize it.
To really love what's going on here with Milton. My buddy Gary, who works in the health store, stopped me the other day, him and his girlfriend, and he took a picture.
Nice. I already have it on mine.
Put it up. What?
I already have it on mine.
Yeah, well, you got to put it up. Don't spread it around.
Yeah, I have a lot of social media, and I've been
Instagram, wherever you can put it.
All of that, yeah. I've been doing that.
Get it up there. Put it on YouTube.
Oh, you want it on YouTube? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, I'll put it on YouTube. It's not a problem.
Make a YouTube. Say, this is Susan from Inner Sight. Come to the day for Milton.
Oh, that's
put the picture
good.
Up.
Yeah.
You know? Whatever you can
do. I have a lot of, social media. I have Instagram. I have Tumblr. I have all different ones.
Well, put it
so
up.
I can put it on all of them. Yep, I'll put them on all
you
of
gotta
them
put it
tomorrow.
Up. You should have done it already 6 times.
Well, okay.
You got to move this thing, man. You got to.
You
got to be passionate.
I am passionate because I wanted a guide dog, and all these people are not for people who are blind and need guide dogs. They just don't care. They want the money and not anything else.
Well, that's not
that's
true. They wait a minute. Hold. Let's back up.
Okay.
They train dogs. They give dogs to a lot of people. They need
right.
to improve.
That's right.
Is the proper way to put it.
Yeah.
They
yep.
need to vastly improve.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. Very much so.
What's that got to do with putting up Milton's day?
That's no problem. I still could do that. I still have a little time. Not
there.
Too much, but it's a little time. Putting them all up.
You got to promote it.
Yep, yep.
I mean, you should want to promote it.
Oh, I do. I really
well, then
do.
Do it. Why do I have to keep telling you?
No, it's just
put
that
it up there.
I'm very forgetful lately with the stupid one of these medicines I'm taking, and I'm ready to stop at any moment, to be honest.
No, don't take that crap. It's hurting you like that.
It's really making
better.
Me forgetful. Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a lot. The thing that's making me happy is I have a lot of herbs and vitamins, and I just started them, and it's making me feel better. So that's a good thing.
All right, Inner Sight 213-816-1650 if you want to call in anything you're mad about or glad about. And all we want is to be treated equal.
That's it. That's right.
That's the
very
bottom
much
line.
So. Oh, yeah.
Just give us the same thing that everybody else has. See, the government left
exactly.
us out. And every time you want them to make up for it, they come up with a damn-ass excuse.
That's the truth. That really is, Frank.
All right, anybody on the line?
I was just about to check. Hold on. There we
Inner
are.
Inner Sight.
Oh, come on. Be nice to me, freaking. This thing is not being nice tonight. It's a little slow. Okay.
All right, get the Able News. We'll do that.
Yep, yep.
Then you can go back and check the line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. If I can, if it lets me. Wasn't giving me anything. It's
make
still
it
a little while
it.
Ago. I am. I'm certainly doing that. Oh, come
on. All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Able News. And next month, they will have the information on the day.
Yes,
for Milton. I want to thank the neighborhood news. They have to correct the day. They got the date right, but they got to correct the day.
Mm-hmm. I have Lorraine
May 19th. May 19th is a Friday, not a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I have Lorraine waiting.
All right, then get the Able News.
Okay, I'm going to let her in.
All right, in a sight.
Able News.
Lorraine from Queens, Special Projects Coordinator.
Able is
Yay.
The newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, we welcome Lorraine to Inner Sight. And how you doing, Lorraine?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was on speaker before.
Awesome. Yeah.
Mhm.
It's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm doing fine, getting ready for my daughter's prom and her graduation, which her graduation is going to be first. Then they're going to have a prom afterwards.
That's weird. I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Is that in June?
Well, her graduation is in May.
Oh, see.
Oh.
Yeah,
does it come
and
her day for Milton?
I'm not sure. She didn't give me the exact date of her graduation.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't conflict.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get a driver. My daughter's going to be looking up some type of a driving service, so I don't have to be waiting on a accessoride all the time.
Yeah.
I won't have to worry about Able Ride or anybody else.
Yeah.
My daughter just have me a driver. Pay
That's
for the
great.
Gas and pay him or her. That's it.
That's awesome.
It'll just come
out.
It'll
be easier.
It'll just, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be easier.
Mm-hmm. And I just pay them automatically. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried looking at Lyft, Uber, and all of those other things?
Oh,
and they were expensive?
They are expensive. Depends upon where you're going.
Yeah,
see. Yep. Like from here to Manhattan, where I was going Saturday, would have cost me $90.
Wow. That's a
mm-hmm.
lot. They should,
yeah.
I hate to say this, but they should give it to the disabled people. We've had to do a lot of things and compromise, and yet they don't do that. That's a med. That's a real med.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It
I
is.
Just feel for you, hon. I wish I could drive, but I'm legally blind, too. I wish I could help you.
They should make it as part of the ADA, and they should pay for
yeah.
it.
They should.
That's right.
Damn
and
right. It's transportation.
It is,
And
yeah.
Saturday, when I was waiting for my trip to come home, do you know that the person was there and they left?
Didn't
and
even
then I
recognize
had to call,
you.
Yep. Yeah, I had to call Accessorite up again. And get another driver.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I had to wait there. I mean, because Mike was getting ready to go home early because he was going to go to Jersey and see his mother. So I says, well, what time? You know, he told me about 2:11. I said, okay. I got the first one for 2:11. They canceled my 4:30 because I was supposed to, was going to be there till 4:30, but he had to go early.
Right.
So we're waiting and waiting.
Oh, jeez.
Then the lady told me your driver was there, but he didn't see you or anything. I said I was out there. He left, so we had to
ride
up another ride.
Well, you certainly can't see him.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mike was waiting out there for me. Mike was looking, and then where we got the driver was way across the street, on the other side of the street, across from Starbucks.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. So Mike had to help me go, you know, go right across the street, and I got in there. That's when I went on home.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of these drivers don't know a damn thing about the disabled.
They don't.
No, they don't.
You know.
Uh-uh.
They claim that they train these people, but you know what happens? When they're in there training them is one thing. When they get out in the damn street in the vehicle, they do what the hell they want.
That's right, Frank.
And they get away with it because there's no damn enforcement. It's the same damn thing.
Well, I was once on a street waiting for about 6 hours in the back of my office where they for my pain quote management doctors you know, in that area. And everything went dark, of course, because it was really late. And I was on my oxygen at that time. And my oxygen was ready to run out. And I'm telling the people, please come, please come. You know how many times you could say, please come? Well, then I started getting a little rougher on them. And then they said to me, then wait out there. We don't want to deal with you. Oh, did I get so angry. I called the dispatcher. And in the insurance companies, you know, what they were supposed to. 5 minutes later, they came. I'm like, what are you kidding me? Why are you teasing me like that? I call back, you know, again. And then
yeah,
you know why
that happens? Because the person doesn't pay them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. If they knew they were going to get paid from you and maybe get a gratuity, a tip, believe me.
You would be ready.
Thing twice.
You'd be ready. Exactly.
And that's what that's how it should operate. The money for your transportation should be in an account in the name of the person. None of this bull crap with all these agencies and all the other damn complications.
Mm-hmm. See, that was Medicaid.
That's why we have all these problems.
That's right.
And that's why a lot of these drivers don't respect us.
No.
Because they don't look to us to get paid.
Exactly. So I finally got in there, and the most roughest drive I've ever experienced. I was almost. He must have told him something. If you don't drive rough or something, I'm gonna fire you or something, because this guy.
Oh wow.
This guy went all around town and, you know, started, you know, being extremely rough with me. I was like, you don't want vomit in the car, so please, you know, be respectful to me and don't drive rough. And he actually said, I'm sorry. You know, but that wasn't enough to me because I was feeling horrible at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I got home and I retched a couple times. Nothing came out, and I thanked God at that point.
No.
You know?
Now, I got to say one thing. With Suffolk Bus Corp, if you have that kind of problem and you're in the bus, you call the dispatcher. If you don't get any results, you ask for the supervisor.
That's right,
you know?
George.
And the new guy's name is Angelo Carbone.
He's so nice.
He's the head of the buses now at Suffolk Bus Corp. One thing about, look, no system is perfect, but one thing about Suffolk Bus, they will do their best to talk to a driver and tell them, you know, slow down, you know, this person is uncomfortable or whatever it may be, you know.
Right.
It's one thing about Suffolk.
Oh, yeah. They certainly,
yeah,
I've had it where they've done that when I was there, and sometimes I wish that they would use that for the Medicaid transportation. In the city, they have it going all the way up to the Nassau County line, you know, and the Suffolk County line, where you could still drive, you know, get the accessor ride if you're going into the city.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard a lot of not so good things about accessor ride. So I'm sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. So we'll see.
Hey, Lorraine, I heard you on the line talking about your aunt.
Yes.
Is she out of the hospital?
She's out of the hospital, back in the nursing home. But her speech, you can understand her at times, but at other times you can't because she babbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she knows what she said, but when it comes out babbly a lot.
Yeah, you see, that's what I was talking about before. She has no choice about the medicine.
No,
you know?
She doesn't.
They stick her with this stuff, you know. Maybe that babbling could be a side effect of that.
That's right. I could tell you for sure. One of my medicines, I finally stopped it and I felt the difference. My hands were shaking and I looked like an idiot. I really did. Because, I mean, that's what I was taking. And it was literally shaking my hands, and also my speech was not right either. So, I mean, Frank can attest to the speech. But
if you have money and you can afford it, you have the freedom of choice. Now, here again, the money is there for our medical, but it's not under our supervision.
That's
the key, you see?
Right.
If the money for your medical was in an account, you know, yearly, and the agencies and the government split it. Government would save a lot of money that way, first of all.
Yes, they would.
You would then be able to have a doctor who believes in holistic healing research and get your good stuff and try to help you.
That's right.
But you don't have it because the money is not being used in the right way. And that's a mad.
I have a
that's
GLAD.
That's the whole bottom line.
I have a GLAD, though. I went from 58 pills down to, let's see, 20-something.
Oh, that's great. That is a glad.
Yeah, I was so happy when I, you know, literally I
well,
counted
keep
them
going.
Today. I am. A little
get
at a time. Yes, I am. I can't
you
stand gotta it
You've got to replace them with good stuff.
Yeah, I've been doing that little by little, researching it, like you told me.
What you really need is a doctor to help you with it. That would be even
They're
better.
Not helping, and then you know what they say? Don't stop it. You're going to be very sick. And
you
I
need
said,
a different kind of doctor, not these jackasses.
I know. So
you need a better doctor.
I didn't tell them. I just did it.
Yeah, well, you know what's good? That could backfire on you.
Yeah, I know,
you're
a little bit.
Trying to get in these damn programs, that they'll use that against you.
Nah, you know what? I am very confident about this, you know, so that's something that I look up and I see what the naturopaths are doing, and then I go on from there.
Yeah,
you know?
But you're too emotionally involved. You need somebody to really help you.
Help me? Okay, I'll look for somebody.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You need a doctor that you can go to who's going to really help you do it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. 213-816-1650, May 19th, next month, a day for Milton. 14 Station Road, Bellport, Long Island. And my friend Leo in the coffee bean, nice kid, nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Took
mm-hmm.
a picture of my dog's sign with Milton.
Nice.
And he says, he said, well, I can't drink beer. It has gluten in it. I said, well, I don't drink beer either. You know, we're not going there to drink beer. We're going
Maybe.
There to honor Milton.
Right.
You know, so.
It's funny you
that
say that. Somebody said the same thing to me. Are we going to
yeah.
be drinking beer? I says, no, we're not. We're not going to be drinking
That's what
no
my husband
beer.
Said, too.
No. Uh-uh. Just
yeah.
because it's a brewery, we're not going to be drinking that. No.
No.
Well, we're not mm-hmm. there for that. You know,
no,
if somebody wants to have a Milton beer,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's up to them.
Yeah, that's up to them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But we're not there for that purpose, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I was
All right.
My husband
May 19th. Well, alcoholics shouldn't even be going there.
Well, no, he's pretty good. Pretty good. He's not going to do that anymore. I know that for a fact.
Well, we hope.
Yeah.
You know, never know. Never know an alcoholic.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's see. Inner Sight and Mad or Glad Monday. The other thing that made me mad was how the school, this Guide Dog Foundation, hasn't even made an attempt to replace Milton.
That's it.
Now, that's a definite mad.
That's a real mad, a real, real mad.
Yes.
I mean, and you know what? That's going to backfire on them.
Yes, it is.
You wait and see.
Yeah, people are going to not stand for that. Give her a dog, you killed hers, you know, something like that.
Yeah. It's going
to be our
chance. It's going to come to a point where the public is going to demand that they give her a dog.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
right. That's what I said.
If they all get together and protest,
yeah, I believe
protest
it too.
That, yep.
Uh-huh. You're right.
They all have to get together
so
and protest
beware.
That for her.
Right.
Now, that's,
uh-huh.
that's a definite stumble.
Mad.
It says in the Bible, woe unto those who stumble, the lame and the blind. Well, they are definitely
yes.
stumbling,
right.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. They certainly are. I think it's really a sad state. They used to give people dogs, but they should do it now. You know?
Yes.
All right. In aside, let's see. Tomorrow night is the open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesday night on Nursing Home Show. Did you look
yep.
up at? Did you look up that magazine? Got to get a theme.
Yeah, I looked up the magazine, but I didn't have time, so I want to really take it down. I'll call you tomorrow, and I'll probably do it overnight. I'm waiting for my husband.
You looked
the
at
show.
The magazine, but you didn't have time. And I don't know.
Yes, because my husband wasn't. You know, I wanted to make sure when I'm waiting for my husband that I actually have a little bit of time to do what
There's
I need to do.
A sweet dog on our show.
Yeah, I hear it. I love it.
Yeah, we got to get a theme.
Yeah, we got to get a theme. We will. But tomorrow I'll have a theme. Yeah.
All right, so Thursday's show. You got the title? You wrote it down?
Yeah, I did, but hold on, let me check where it is.
Thursday's show, how people should be protected.
Yes.
When going to service dog schools.
That's right. They should be a long time
that.
Ago.
We're going to tie it in, of course, to Milton and what happened. And it's really a lesson, you know, that there should be protection. And the school has a responsibility. Yeah, the dog agrees with me. Has a responsibility to bring that protection about. Especially after the death of Milton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not carrying out their responsibility to their clients.
Nope.
If they do nothing about what happened.
Somebody is at that door.
They ought to demand a law. And I'm not just talking about make a stupid rule and have a committee who denies people the dog. No, that's a bunch of bull. I'm talking about a law with enforcement. Anything short of that is just a bunch of bull.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So anyway, we'll talk about that Thursday and. There are thousands of examples that we don't know about of people who have had problems with these schools. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Man, a glad Monday.
Yeah.
If you want to phone in. Hey, Lorraine, you got a mad or a glad? Oh, you're glad you met Mike, right?
Yeah. And I had a wonderful time.
Oh, awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, met his friends and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
We took a walk. It was really nice.
Yeah.
But that was some strong coffee at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, they're very strong.
Yeah.
It wakes you up.
But you know what was so funny? When Mike had said he says, how is it you work at Starbucks? And you go to Dunkin' Donuts, and you bring in Dunkin' Donuts.
That's funny.
He said he was looking right at the guys like, okay, you work here, and you go out to Dunkin' Donuts, okay.
Yeah, I think it's stronger. The coffee is much stronger, but then Dunkin' Donuts is like a medium blend. That's what I go for, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if I go, I drink tea. The latte... The tea latte, the Tazo tea latte, something like that.
Yes,
and I drink that.
I guess it's
just
a matter of taste.
Yeah.
Starbucks is strong coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Dunkin' it is a lot milder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. Much
I guess that's why he bought it, because he knows.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he has Pike Blend.
Sure.
Yeah, he was drinking Pike Blend coffee.
Oh,
that was pretty good. It was made with soy and everything in it.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
But
I heard on the news that they want this guy, a lot of the Republicans are supporting this governor from Florida, Sanchez.
Oh, Sanchez. Okay.
Sanchez, whatever his name is. Guy, I guess.
I thought he was Newsom, N-E-W-S-O-M, I think, the governor there. I don't know, but I'll look it up tomorrow.
You thought what? Wait, say that again?
It was
what?
Newsom, Governor Newsom, but that's California, isn't that?
No, Sanchez is his name.
Oh, okay.
Spanish
okay.
guy in Florida.
Oh, in Florida, okay.
They want him instead of Trump, you know. I mean, that makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, Florida is not the greatest state for the disabled.
No, it isn't. Look what happened with my aunt. Look what happened with my aunt. The idiots were going to put her in a nursing home. I'm like, no, you're not.
Wow.
Yeah, straight up from the hospital. You know what it turned out to be? She went and had a car accident, and it you know, altered some of her brain functions. But the good thing is that she recovered from some of it. The worst thing is that they were going to put her in a nursing home for that.
Oh,
I said, no, you're not. You're gonna put her in a rehabilitation. I didn't get no answer. I said, you're going to do what I say. That's what I said.
Right.
And they were, like, totally clueless on what to do. I was like, you're going to
put her. They
were. Yeah, very clueless. Very. It was so, you know, hard to even imagine.
Well, that's their answer.
Do that. Yeah, that is the answer. Exactly.
Put them in a nursing home.
Everything's in a nursing home. I hate it. Do you know I'm going to have a tattoo put on my body? Don't put me in a nursing home.
That's why you got to get rid of them. As long as they're there,
exactly.
You'll always have that danger hanging over
you. Yeah. Oh, my God. Over our heads, over our lives. I mean, come on, people. This is nothing to laugh at. You know, really it isn't. You know, people have to get more serious about this if they don't want to go into a nursing home themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I feel, at least. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a horror.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
When they become disabled or become elderly, they don't know what
that's
to do with them, so they opt to put them in nursing homes. Okay, I have my life. Oh, I'll visit them whenever I can.
See that? You see that? That's horrible, too.
That is. Keep them home with you.
That's right. That's how you see
you
them
can
more.
Make time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make time for them. Get somebody to watch over them while you're working.
That's right.
Check
that's
on
right.
them periodically during the day. Call home.
That's what we did with my father until they decided that he needed a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't too happy about that. And, you know, I realized that I wasn't too happy about it later on when I was taking care of my mother. And it just was like I really wanted to go there frequently. But the bus system in Nassau County wasn't allowing me to do such frequent, you know, visits. Like, to wait, you know, they said to me, oh, the job, well, people who have jobs have more priority. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I wanted, like,
By putting people in nursing homes, they disrupt people's lives, too.
Yes, they do.
There's a woman on the chat line. And I made a connection with her. She hasn't called me back yet, but I called.
Yeah.
I got her number. Woman on the chat line who went into a hospital, and she's having trouble walking.
Oh, boy.
And I reached out because I wanted to know that we would help her to stay out of a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes
That's right.
to,
yeah.
Know. But the doctor, don't interrupt me.
Sorry.
The
sorry,
doctor,
I said.
Shut up. The doctor in the hospital said, I can't release you because you can't walk. And that's when I started thinking, well, they're gonna try to put this woman in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody else commented that if they put her in a nursing home, it's going to affect her daughter.
Yes, it is.
Because her income won't be there, and where's her daughter going to live? You know? And the kid is a teenager.
Yes, she is.
So you see, how many people in this country tomorrow will be affected like that? There's no statistic on that. Try to look it up.
I wish there was.
No statistic.
I'll look it up.
You won't find out.
I know.
But you see, one life affects the other. They don't
That's
give
right.
a damn. Not only don't they care about the person they're putting in? How about the person, the people that depend on that person, or they're together?
Yeah.
And in this case, a child. You know, everybody was saying, well, how's she going to survive? She can't survive without her mother's income, and she doesn't drive, people were saying.
I had a solution for that, but I don't know will they be willing. But there's one woman who she's close to on the chat. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
But if she's able to take on that responsibility while her mother is there.
Well, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
We don't want to mention any names. But...
No, I'm not going to do that. Mm-mm.
But, you know, who knows if somebody would take her in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know? But, you know, in the meantime, if it comes to it and she wants us to help, we'll fight like hell to keep her out of a nursing home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True. We did it with Maureen and Mary. Mary had the same problem, you know?
Well, yeah, Maureen lost her home because they put Mary in a nursing home.
Exactly.
They lost their place.
Yes, they did.
Happens all the time.
So
we talked about that.
Yeah, yeah.
There should be a law that doesn't allow that to happen. It's all lawlessness.
And a physical therapist should be able to come to her home a couple of hours out of the day to help her with her walking, help her with exercise to get her legs
Well, they got to find out why she can't walk. She needs a good person. Mm-hmm.
Maybe just
a
plain.
That.
It's something neurological going on there. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Something neurological.
A lot of these doctors don't know what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And my aunt Loretta, I think that's what happened to her. That she might have had a stroke, and that's what affecting her speech and everything. Because her mind said she might be all over the place, but she's coherent, and I can understand, and she can, you know, she understands, but she's just all over with the babbling. Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't need to be in a nursing home. She needs people to help her in her own home who know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she needs.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you don't have the money for it.
Nobody has the money for that.
Well,
know.
Some people do. Not
some
nobody.
People
a lot
do,
of people
yeah,
have the money
but,
for that.
Yeah.
You know, the money is there for that. But it's not under our jurisdiction.
That's right.
That's why people wind up in nursing homes, because they don't have the money to bring in people to help them.
I just found something that might be so interesting, Frank. I'm just, you know, reading some of this stuff. It's vital statistics and health statistics together. The CDC put it together. I don't know how accurate it is, but they have interesting facts about nursing homes. So I might want to take a good look at that and see. They have so many sections, too, to it as well. For long-term care, post-acute care, national
study. Don't count
on
them to get rid of nursing homes.
No, they won't, but at least I can get, you know, statistics, hopefully. Real statistics, you know? Yeah, they have some
All right,
good statistics
Inner Sight.
Here.
And, you know, people want change. They want better.
Oh, yes, they do. Yeah.
And as far as I could tell, so far, we're the only ones, the disabled, that are being left out of that betterment.
Equation. That's right.
We really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you take three major categories. Everything accessible is one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wheelchair and all that, and so that everybody can read everything.
Mm-hmm.
And... service dog schools, the protection that we need.
That's right.
and these damn nursing homes. So the three major steps that need to be taken in this country to make everybody equal.
Mm-hmm. I
we
totally
will never
agree
be
with that.
Equal as long as nursing homes remain.
That's true.
Never.
That's
the money,
true.
That means that the money will always be misused.
That's right. And I think it happens in that, the way you just mentioned it. First, people don't have accessibility, so it's easier for them to put you in a nursing home. Very easy once you don't have any accessibility. Because they do come to your house and they say, you cannot come out of the nursing home unless we come to your house. That's what they said to me. I'm like, why do you need to see my house? It's fully accessible. It is? Can we please see it just for the accessibility? I was feeling so, cornered at that time when they asked me that. They're not going to let me out unless they see this damn house, I told my husband. So he said, okay,
yeah,
that's accessible.
They put the person in the nursing home, and they're going to go to their house and see if it's accessible or not. Then they ought to help the person get the damn place accessible.
Exactly. That's how I felt in the middle.
Especially if a person had an accessible place before and they lost it.
That's right. That's even more
stupid.
They're
they're making things worse for us with these damn nursing homes.
Yep. These nursing homes need to just brighten up and turn into accessible housing. That's really where the question is and why aren't they doing it. The nursing homes should contribute to that. What happened to Open Doors? Open Doors was supposed to help my mom. It did nothing, absolutely nothing for my mom. You know?
Yeah.
And she passed away.
And probably
and
thousands of others, too.
Yeah, and she passed away right after that. So sad. At least I thought it was sad. I don't know how other people feel, but I felt like I was empty for the longest time, Frank.
Because you can't control a situation when you have those nursing homes.
That's right.
Most of the money goes to that.
Yeah.
Including the money that belongs to the disabled individual.
That's right. They take the disabled individual's money, their pension, everything. It's terrible, absolutely terrible. They worked hard for that money. They shouldn't take it.
Lauren tried to help me back into my email, but we had no success. That's probably why I'm late.
Tell me about it later.
All right, tomorrow I'll tell you in bed.
All right, Inner Sight, man, a glad Monday. Got a few minutes left. 213-816-1650. Got any last-minute callers?
I'm going to look.
We only got 90 seconds. All right.
I know. I'm just going to take a
break. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Don't forget the day for Milton, May 19th, coming up next month.
Yeah.
At the...
we're good on callers, by the way.
Belport Brewery Hall, 14 Station Road. And we're going to have a great celebration.
I have
Milton.
A quick number for you. It's 119,912. We're going up.
And Michelle called me the other day and getting a lot of good support on her end for the day. For
right. It's awesome.
Including some potential pet store sponsors. All right.
Oh, nice.
All right, Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Lorraine, for calling in. Thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Sorry I yelled at you.
It's okay. I know you by now.
We got to talk.
Here we go.
All right. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Enjoy.
You too. Bye-bye.